Even by the standards of this war's brutality, this was a shocking attack, with Ukrainian civilians bearing the brunt. The station at Kramatorsk was crowded with passengers, among them many women and children, trying to get a train to take them to safety.
Everyone was panicking. People were screaming and crying. Then I saw a wounded woman. She was bleeding heavily.
Parts of a missile lay nearby. At the Lviv railway station in the west, the end of a journey that's taken well over 24 hours, travelling almost the length of Ukraine from Kramatorsk in the east. This train set off well before Friday morning's attack, bringing people who, like the victims, were trying to escape the escalating fighting. It was a very bad situation, Liena tells us. All the time there was shelling and bombing. What will you do now in Lviv, we ask. I've no idea, she says. Just to get out was the main thing. And she heads off with her children, not knowing where. In the town of Bashtanka in southern Ukraine, people arrived to escape battles around Kherson and Mykolaiv. The fighting has continued for weeks and has now moved closer to their homes.
Yesterday they started shelling us. They started destroying the houses and everything with cannons. Then the tanks appeared from the forest, so I decided to leave.
Many displaced people head for the relative safety of western Ukraine. In the early days of the war, Lviv railway station and the western border crossings were overwhelmed with hundreds of thousands of people. As the Russian advance was halted, some refugees started returning. Now they're being advised to leave again.
The flow of people through this station has closely followed the course of the war from the start, and with fears of a renewed Russian offensive in the east, Lviv and other cities in the west are now bracing for a surge in people wanting to escape the fighting.
Anton and Irina have arrived with their five children, escaping fighting in the southeast.
We stay since Russian Federation started bombing our cities. We stay, we wait, but I just make a decision. What the first bomb falling near my house, I take my children and go away immediately.
Yesterday there were two missiles shot down near our home, with shrapnel falling outside.
They plan to leave Ukraine. How far? As far away as possible, they say. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.